I don't see any American dream. I see an American nightmare. An American nightmare.
America.
Nightmare.
Such a good country! Such a civilized people!
Nightmare.
Can you say why America is the greatest country in the world?
Freedom and freedom. So let's keep it that way.
With a straight face, you're gonna tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom. There is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories: number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. You nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period, generation, period, ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. No, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Well, I wake up in the morning, fold my hands and pray for rain. I got a head full of ideas that are driving me insane. It's a shame the way she makes me scrub the floor.
I don't see any American dream. I see an American nightmare. American nightmare.
Maggie's brother no more. No, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. Well, he hands you a nickel, and he hands you a dime, and he asks you with a grin if you're having a good time. Then he finds you every time you slam the door.
Under Wall Street, one nation of sedated tabloid robots, indivisible from the fall of Rome, with liberty and justice for all who can't afford it.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all. 1,000 people sitting down someplace, not letting anybody by, not letting anything happen, can stop any machine, including this machine, and it will stop!
No, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's pa no more. Well, he puts his cigar out in your face just for kicks. His bitch
bullet or a bullet. It's liberty or it's death. It's freedom for everybody or freedom for nobody. Revolutions are bloody. Oh, yes, they are. They have never had a bloodless revolution or a nonviolent revolution. That don't happen even in Hollywood. You don't have a revolution in which you love your enemy. And you don't have a revolution in which you're begging the system of exploitation to integrate you into it. You don't have a peaceful revolution. You don't have a turn the other cheek revolution. There's no such thing as a nonviolent revolution. Look at the American Revolution in 1776. That revolution was for what? For land. How was it? Why did they want land? Independence. How was it carried out? Bloodshed. Revolution is based on land. Land is the basis of freedom, justice, and equality. The white man knows what a revolution is. How do you think he'll react to you when you learn what a real revolution is? You don't know what a revolution is. If you did, you wouldn't use that word. A revolution is bloody. Revolution is hostile. Revolution knows no compromise. Revolution overturns and destroys everything that gets in its way.
Gonna work for Maggie's Pa no more. No, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's Pa no more. Well, he puts his cigar out in your face just for kicks. His bedroom window, it is made out of bricks. The National Guard stands around his door.
They chanted. The world may be watching, but the people who run this place don't care. They're elite. They're the base of power. This can only end in fire. Every generation needs a new revolution. And I realize that our generation is at the starting place for this revolution. We know where to start. The president calls them his base. We must call them our enemies. They are the enablers and the perpetrators of these crimes. A country born out of defiance against tyranny must continue to defy it at every turn. The time is now.
I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. No, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Well, I try my best to be just like I am, but everybody wants you.